Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Terry Barber's here. Terry's a good friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Inspiration Boulevard, LLC. He's a marketplace guy. He's out there with his finger on the pulse of the marketplace and his ear to the ground, listening to what customers are saying, what are they doing, where are they going, what do they want, what do they need, and what can you and I do to help them. Terry Barber, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Terry, one of the things that I've been trying to do a lot lately, and I've been talking about this a lot, is I've been using the term second decade of the 21st century. I know you use that. You like to use the term post-recession, and it's the same thing, because the Great Recession kind of coincided at the end of the last decade. And I've been talking about the 21st century since the 20th century, but I think it's important to differentiate where we're going, which is the second decade of the 21st century, from the last one, which was the first decade, which was different from, you know, the previous century. We've got to realize that we're in a new era, and I think what you're going to talk about is customers have changed too, haven't they?
Well, I think customers have dramatically changed, and what makes it all the more interesting is that not only have they changed, but they have forced brands and companies to have to change. And quite frankly, they have been slower to change than the customer. Our job at this point in time is even as you said, just keep your finger on the pulse of what the customer's saying and doing and respond accordingly, or you will be left behind.
Well, here's the thing. You're exactly right. You will be left behind. But here's an even scarier term to use. You will become irrelevant.
Well said.
See, you may be thinking, well, they're just going right by me. They're not choosing me. Well, let me tell you something, my friend. If you don't keep up with where customers are going, you don't even exist.
Yeah, and you know, Jim, there's a big difference between keeping up with customers and intersecting with customers.
Tell us about that.
It's just so important just to think a little bit ahead about where they're going. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to really engage them very early on. You know, quit reacting and quit thinking that all you've got to do is just attach a new toy, i.e. social media, to make all this work. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, here's what you just said. I think the word that you just said, the two words that cover what you just said, values and authenticity. And see, what you just said was, you know, you can't just throw up a social media campaign or a slogan or a new commercial. See, that's not authentic. That's pandering, and it worked maybe 10, 20, 50 years ago. But in the second decade of the 21st century, people want more authenticity than that, and they want you to demonstrate your values. That's what I think. What do you think?
Well, I think that's absolutely true. And in fact, I know one of the things we're going to talk about in a little bit has to do with these various markers. And one of the things that you can count on, if they catch you being disingenuous, not being authentic, they will bust your chops.
Yeah.
And as quickly
as what would that look like? What would be an example of them catching a company was not being authentic?
Hey, go to Maytag Sucks and just Google Maytag Sucks, and you'll get a living example of what happens when a customer busts you. Yeah, it's a great story, and you know, it's one that I think that Maytag has truly tried to work on.
Right.
But the bad will that took place as a result of all the cynicism in and around a group of customers who busted them for not delivering on their promise, they will have a very difficult time getting out of that hole.
And here's what it could look like in your small business. You have a restaurant, and someone has a bad experience. Well, guess what? They're not going to write you up for that. What they're going to do is they're going to write you up if they tell you about it and you act like you don't care.
Well, that's really true. And to speak to the authenticity part, the truth is, had they cared, had the restaurant been willing to make just a point of recognition and appreciation for the comment,
right,
then they could have been heroes, even in their era.
The write-up, so to speak, what we call the user-generated content, the posting online somewhere of that experience, wherever it may be, that would have been a whole completely different. It might have sounded something like this. You know, we went to so-and-so's restaurant, and things didn't turn out so well, but we told them about it. Boy, they fixed it right away. They were very upset about what happened, and I'm going to go back to that place. I mean, that's the difference between, you know, either that or just talking about the bad experience. So this is the way customers are holding companies' feet to the fire, so to speak, with regard to authenticity and to their values. And that's a really important thing to know about the second decade of the 21st century customer.
Yeah, it's very different than the way it used to be.
Well, as you may know, Terry, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about and am working quite a bit on these days is something I call the age of the customer. And in the age of the customer now is in control of the relationship. And what you said just now, in times past, customers didn't feel like they had control. They felt like more of the control was with the seller. But today it's not that way, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, I know that you and I both have been around long enough, and I'm sure many of your listeners have too, where you could probably remember the days when you would walk into Sears at the time, Sears and Roebuck even, and if they didn't have what you were looking for, then you may be able to find it at one other place, but they didn't really care if you did or not. They were the go-to place.
They were the big – well, you know, when I was growing up, you went to Sears or Penny's, and that was all you had, basically.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. But now there are thousands of choices, and at the fingertip, at the click of a thumb. So this is one of the and not only the stuff, Terry, not just the stuff, but the information about the stuff.
Yeah, which really makes a great point, because what you're beginning to understand is that customers are making decisions way beyond the notion that they just have selection to choose from.
And this impacts the way you serve customers, the way you wait on them, the way you talk about your products, the way you advertise, the technology that you use to serve them when they're not in front of you. All those things are influenced by this. Terry Barber is our guest. He's the founder of Inspiration Boulevard. When we come back, we're going to get him to give us some what he calls the five markers of this customer we've been talking about. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.